Dolegele Anissé George.
After years of unrest, the Central African Republic recently observed peaceful elections. Now, two candidates, Anissé Dologele and Faustin Touadéra, head to a runoff at the end of the month. The National Electoral Commission said nearly 80% of voters turned out. That includes some living outside the country, like these residents of a refugee camp near Garoua Boulaye in Cameroon.
Everybody is so excited because we need change in our country.
Because there is disorder in my country, we are here to find a unique president who will be able to reconcile our country and bring peace. That's all we want.
But not all members of the Central African Republic's diaspora were able to vote. Gabino Gerengomba lives in the United States and is the former head of the Central African Community in Washington. He didn't get to vote, but says the high turnout sends a message to the world.
They really want to get past this very sad episode of our history and then move on to, you know, greater pastures.
Sectarian violence between Christians and Muslims in the past several years has caused nearly 1 million people to flee their homes.
And it was an opportunity for us to really realize that we Central African are the only people that can, you know, be responsible of whatever our country will become.
Gerengomba laughed when asked about his favorite candidate.
Because right now, I think it's not even about preference nor about affiliation. It's about who has the best plan, who can reconcile the Central African people, who can bring about a society framework. I will vote for whoever has the best plan.
The winner of the runoff will replace the transitional government of Catherine Samba-Panza, which came to power in 2014, after a rebel leader stepped aside less than a year after overthrowing President François Bozizé. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.